Welcome to Shomar Shom on the Daf. She responds to Lui Nishmas Yambek Shom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Lamedei. The Gemara continued for the Mishnah that said that an Almano, we did not do any more Shavuos. We stopped giving Shavuos to Almanos, allowing Almano to do a Shavuot. And the Gemara says why? Where there's a story by this person who was mafkit, deposited by Almano, a dinar zov, a golden coin. And she put it into flour, she made bread out of it, she didn't realize it was there, she gave it to an ani, and she did a shvuah that she did not enjoy the dinner. And this led that one of her children died. And the Gemara says, well, what did she really enjoy? She didn't do anything. Says the Gemara, she enjoyed, she benefited from the place the dinner was within the flour. As the Maharal points out over here, the reason why she's nenesh on the shvuah, when a person does a shvuah behemes, even if he made a mistake, he doesn't get punished so badly. But here she actually benefited from the thing. And because she benefited, she did a shvuah, she didn't, that's when the punishment comes, a very severe punishment. The Gemara brings from here a raya that shvuah is such a davar chomer ad lemeid. To look at is, if a person made a mistake, it works that way. So when a person makes a shvuah purposely and says a lie, that's when we stop doing a shvuah. So let's try to understand, what's shot that shvuah is so chomer? That person who does a shvuah, it's such a davar chomer, the punishment is so severe. And maybe to add to this a little bit more, to emphasize the question, what does the Gemara say that we did instead? Instead of a shvuah, we did a neder. So from Rashi Mashmah, the reason we did a neder, because people are not going to say neder falsely. But Tosfos says clearly in Dirmalcha Demoria, that neder is not so chomer like shvuah. And that's why they changed shvuah to neder. And this is very hard to understand, as the Gemara Nedarim taught us that the Nedarim is chal on mitzvahs, while shvuah is not chal on mitzvah. You can't do a shvuah not to do a mitzvah, but you could do a neder to be chal on a mitzvah. So that tells us that neder is more chomer than shvuah. Why we prefer a woman to say a neder falsely than to say a shvuah falsely? But all this is answered based on what the Rishonim explained, the difference between a neder and shvuah. And we brought this in the first shiur of Maseches Nedarim. And let's repeat here what we learned there, what the Ramban and Rabbeinu B'chai explained. These are inyanim b'kabbalah, which you don't understand, but at least let's get the concept of what the Rishonim teach us. So the Ramban and Rabbeinu B'chai explained that the difference between shvuah and neder is that shvuah is loshen shiva. Shiva is shiva simei bereshis. Shvuah belongs to this world. Neder belongs to a higher world. Neder belongs to something beyond the mahalach of this world. This is based on a Sifri. The Sifri says that neders can noyder b'chaye ha-melech. Neder is you noyder in the life of the melech. But shvuah is nishvah ha-melech atzmoy. Melech atzmoy is the one who operates here. The chaye ha-melech is the life, so to speak, that comes from above. And Rabbi Seinu explained what the Rishonim mean to say is as follows. Shvuah is part of the structure of the world. When a person does a shvuah, he infuses his words into the framework of how this world works. We have a world, Shiva Simei Bereshis, and he adds to another dimension, his shvuah. And if the shvuah doesn't work, or he's saying a shvuah falsely, he's ruining something in this world. A neder is bringing hashpa for something beyond the world, beyond our life, but something gavoya meit, something that comes from above. That's why neder can be chal on mitzvah, because mitzvah belongs to this world. Neder comes from something above the world. Shvuah is in this world. In this world, we have rules and regulations. We have mitzvahs. You can't go against the mitzvahs. Now that we get this concept, so we can understand the Gemara much more. Shvuah is very chomer, because shvuah, when anyone does a shvuah falsely, even as if it's a mistake, it causes a destruction in this world. And as the Maharal points out about this Isha went and she said that she did not enjoy the coin and she did enjoy the coin. So she's going against a shvuah, I mean she's going against the framework of this world, and this brings to Misa, caused her son to die. But neder comes from the world above, that's where it's chal over here in the world. One cannot cause destruction in the world above. It's way beyond the Adam. He could bring a shpaz from above, he could bring some koichas from above to be chal in a mitzvah, but he can't really go and destroy the above world because it's beyond where he is. And mainly that's the reason that the einish, the punishment for neder, is not so chomer. Neder is so much more elevated than shvuah that in a sense a person cannot ruin with a neder the way he can ruin with a shvuah.
The Shmua, which is in this world, is a powerful tool that an Adam has that he could cause destruction in the world. Neither he could bring some of these Ashpars down here, but he can't really use it too much. And therefore, the punishment on Oiver and Neder is not as chomer as Liber de Tosfos. There's a little bit of understanding in this Inyan. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to Hotzogu, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.